In Northwest News on KPLU, the digital currency known as Bitcoin has a somewhat unsavory reputation for its role in enabling illegal online drug marketplaces. But big financial firms are increasingly interested in the software behind it. The creator of Bitcoin uses the online name Satoshi Nakamoto and has remained mysterious. New York Times reporter Nathaniel Popper says a man who grew up in Washington State and graduated from the University of Washington may be the brains behind it. KPLU's Ashley Gross spoke with Popper, author of the new book, Digital Gold.
What do you think people in the Bitcoin world find most exciting about it?
First of all, money is this sort of essential substance. It's sort of like the blood of the market economy. I think then what you had with Bitcoin was a money that promised that you could own it yourself. You could hold it, you could move it, and you didn't need to rely on anybody else. It was yours. And it offered a sort of a sense of freedom that I think made a lot of people very excited, and it particularly made a lot of people who are distrustful of authorities very excited.
Did you ever manage to reach Satoshi, the creator of Bitcoin?
Well, you know, on the one hand, it's my view that Satoshi's identity doesn't really matter. Bitcoin is this creation of all the people who used it. But there's no question that everybody in Bitcoin is drawn back to this myth of this creator. I heard again and again that people who were most involved in this project seem to view one person, a guy who lives out in California who's actually from Washington State, a guy named Nick Szabo, as the most likely candidate. And this is a guy whose dad was Hungarian, had fought the communists in Hungary before coming over here, and instilled in the young Nick this sort of vision of the problems with state authorities, government authorities. There are still real questions about whether Nick is Satoshi. He himself says he is not Satoshi, but there's no question that Nick was involved in a lot of the important experiments that in the end made Bitcoin possible.
So you said Nick Szabo grew up in Washington State, but he now lives in California. So what's he up to now?
Well, Nick very quietly began working for a Bitcoin company, actually, in 2014. And his story there is kind of remarkable. He essentially helped reorient this company and get it $12 million in funding from some big venture capitalists. But his role remained a secret, and he ended up leaving the company at the end of 2014 when he was worried about maintaining his own privacy.
He's just kind of dropped off the face of the earth?
Well, he's still blogging, and he's still actually on Twitter and keeping up an active dialogue about this sort of broad universe of issues he's interested in, privacy and cryptography and identity and law. So he has maintained his status as this sort of reclusive genius, but has also become this figure that everybody in the Bitcoin community follows his every utterance, essentially.
You close the book with an anecdote of a Bitcoin evangelist cornering Bill Gates and trying to sell him on the idea. Can you describe that encounter?
Yeah. This is a guy named Wences Cazares who has really been the kind of Pied Piper of Bitcoin in Silicon Valley and the tech community. He's a wealthy guy who grew up in Argentina where, you know, he saw a financial system that didn't work well, and he saw what happens when a currency experienced hyperinflation and how that hurt ordinary people. And he saw Bill Gates at this exclusive gathering and approached him to tell Bill Gates how important it was to start thinking about Bitcoin, because one of his big efforts at the Gates Foundation is to help poor people in Africa have access to some kind of financial network that allows them to make payments, that allows them to get loans. And actually, Wences challenged Bill Gates quite vigorously and said a lot of the efforts that the Gates Foundation has been doing are going to end up actually costing the poor a great deal, and that Bill Gates should look at Bitcoin as the answer. And Bill Gates had actually been very turned off by the anonymity of Bitcoin, but Wences kind of plowed on. And the people who were kind of standing and watching this conversation said you could almost see Bill Gates start to reconsider his thoughts just in the course of this, you know, 5-minute conversation. By the end of it, he said, okay, you know what? I'm going to have you come talk to the folks at the foundation. And Bill Gates has indeed said some sort of very optimistic things about this technology. He is still very turned off by the anonymity of Bitcoin, but I think Wences did do something to sort of get him thinking again about the potential that exists in this sort of new vision of money.
Nathaniel Popper is the author of Digital Gold, Bitcoin, and the Inside Story of the Misfits and Millionaires Trying to Reinvent Money. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Ashley Gross, KPLU News.